Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, good afternoon, Joyce. My
good
name
afternoon.
is Reba. My name is Rebecca Hurley.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm calling this number because I called the number that I have in my email,
mm-hmm.
which I guess is not correct. And so I got this number off my credit card charge, Smooth Fit System com or whatever.
Okay.
And so you're in Texas?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Okay.
How may I assist you?
Well, for starters, I've never received the Dyson cordless vacuum.
Okay.
And I would like to cancel the monthly, whatever it is that I'm supposed to be getting, because another charge showed up on my credit card today. And
okay.
So I'd like to cancel that, please. The number that I had is not correct, so that came in the email, confirmation email. But
okay.
But anyway, can you help me, please?
Yes, ma'am. I will be more than happy to assist you. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
29072.
And I do thank you for that. And you said your first and last name was what, ma'am?
My first name is Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A.
And that last name?
It's Hurley, and that's spelled H as in Harry, E as in everyone, R as in run, L as in legal, and then E as in everyone. That's H-E-R-R-L-E.
Okay, I do have you. And for security purposes, do you mind please verifying your address for me?
Sure. It's 204 Shoalwood Drive.
All right. And yeah, and I was able to locate your account for you. I do thank you for that. And
oh,
I
good.
Do
thank
see
you.
Back on April the 19th that you actually entered into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner. And what it does in the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it does inform you that you would be enrolling into a monthly subscription to what we call the Bite Hub, which happens to be one of our meal planning apps. Now, if you'd like to say, I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you, which would actually leave you in the running to have a chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no, I really can't afford this.
All righty, no problem, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to get you counseled out of this, okay? All righty, ma'am, I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation does take effect immediately, and I do have the cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All righty, that would be C as in Charlie, and that's 920-597-780.
Okay. Now, will that read? Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Now, what about the charge that's showing up today that's not posted yet, but it should post within the next day or two?
That cancellation takes effect immediately. So that charge will actually won't go through.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That cancellation does take effect immediately. So whatever charge is trying to come through, since you've canceled and you actually canceled today, and then they won't be able to bill you any further, okay?
Oh, thank heaven. I appreciate your help so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Is there
anything else I can assist you with today?
No. So I just need to keep this cancellation number and call back if there's an issue.
Correct. Use that as a reference.
Okay. And can I ask for you if there's an issue?
I wish it would be nice, but we are actually a third-party call center. So, but they would be able to assist you because I have made notations in their account. So I notated it as well. So whomever you may get, if you have to call back, they can read my notes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I appreciate this more than you know.
Oh, that's fine.
Have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.